Let's go. Let's go to God's Word. Amen. Here we go. Amen. Are y'all ready? Ready for God's Word this morning? That sounds like four of you. There you go. Don't mess with me, man. Come on. Come on. Let's go to God's Word today. Praise the Lord. In a series called Favor. Favor. Okay? And a lot of kooky stuff out there on favor. Yeah. A lot of kooky stuff churches teach on favor. Like if you give money, you'll have, you know, God's favor on you. The only problem is, what if you ain't got no money? What if you don't get no favor? What if you got bills to pay and you can't give as much as somebody else can? Well, you don't have enough faith. That's what people tell you. Okay? It's just a little bit crazy. I think the Lord loves it when we give. I get that. I appreciate it. I understand. But principles in God's Word needs to be for everybody. Did y'all hear me or not? Do you agree with that? Oh, it's just if you're an American, that's it right there. Or like if you got a certain amount of income or you come from a certain, you know, status of life. It's easy when you got a big house and got a big bank account to say, look at God's favor. What about when you ain't got nothing? I ain't got no favor. Well, if you look at it that way, I guess you can say that. I don't buy that. Okay? I believe God wants to bless your life. I believe God can use you no matter who you are. He loves the snot out of you. Some of the greatest people I know are broken people. Some of the greatest people I know are broken people. People I like to hang out with who have, I mean, their life's been rough. But to see them with faith and see them making it in life, even seeing them struggle sometimes, but seeing how they're making it through their struggle, it's just something I enjoy. So we're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about in this series, favor, different. Now Jesus was 12, right? Was Jesus 12 at that story last week we told? Remember last week he's at the temple. How old is he? He 12. He probably didn't own his own home. Didn't probably have a fat bank account. Matter of fact, did you know Jesus didn't even have a place to lay his head? But the Bible says that he had favor with who? And favor with who? People. Amen. And so that's where we got this scripture from. Let's go with it, Raj, and we're going to look at it. We're going to open up a new book today and study a book in the Bible called the Book of James. It's hard-hitting, and I think it goes along with this idea of favor. Let's look at it. Let's go, buddy. Favor with God and people. Read that scripture with me, Luke 2:52. We're not going to go into all we talked about last week. And Jesus, say it with me, increased in what? Wisdom and what? And in what? With who? God and man, or God and people. So that sort of caught my attention. So what is favor? In case you're here with me for the first time or you're coming back again, just let's hit it again. According to Webster's Dictionary, what is favor? It's approval. So if we're looking at favor with God and people, then it's approval with God and it's approval with people. What is favor? It's an act of kindness. From God and from people. You understand? Favor is to treat as a what? So it's being a favorite of God and a favorite of people. Are you God's favorite? Are you one of God's favorite? It almost sounds like, well, I could never say that. Well, why not? Did the blood of Jesus cleanse you from all sin? Sounds like you're one of his favorites. Did he write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life or somebody else's? Wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is he going to prepare you a place or just some other fellow? You a place. Does he answer your prayers? Yes or no? But we don't live like we're a favorite. We live like, oh, poor pitiful old me. God doesn't love me. Why God let this happen to me? Problem. He wants to treat us as a favorite. He wants us to know we're one of His favorites. We're a child of the King. Yes or no? Is that biblical? Yes or no? We're the bride of Christ. Is that true or false? Of course it is. Preferential treatment. Wow. That's what it means to favor somebody, to prefer somebody. Does God prefer you? Well, no, He doesn't prefer me. He's no respecter of persons. Oh, I know. He loves everybody. But do you feel like you're one of His special kids? What's wrong with that? Say, what's wrong with it is when you make stuff up. Then that's what's wrong with it. So let's see what we can do to stay solid, though. So I want the favor of God and man. If you want that, say that out loud with me. Put it back, please. Say it out loud if you want it. I want the favor of God and the favor of people. Well, I want the favor of people. I don't need the favor of people. Well, you're different than me. I want the favor of people. Boy, I could use some foul language right now, but I'm not. Sometimes we think we can just be a hard whatever. And we're a man. We're tough. I don't need people. That's why you don't have them. You think they can't read you? People aren't idiots out there. I don't know why I ain't got no friends. It's because... So we're going to look at that in this series. I like something solid, okay? For somebody from Rockingham. I'm from Rockingham. I had nothing, okay? So if I can do it, you can do it. My mother was a drunk, okay? People say, why are you talking about your mother? Because she's a real person. I don't know that about some of you. I saw her life. I saw the change in her life. To the day I die, I'll keep saying what I say because it's living proof in my life. If she was a drunk and she could receive the favor of God and people and have a change in her life, you could have a change in your life. Amen. Come on. Favor. Talking about it today. There's nothing wrong with wanting God's favor. Y'all hear me or not? Y'all with me? Hanging here with me. Nothing wrong with God's favor, okay? There's nothing wrong with wanting people's favor. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen? So, favor. That's what we're talking about today. Let's look at it. But we got to get it the what? Are y'all with me? I still feel like y'all sleeping. We got to get it the right way. You know, you can get the favor of people by lying to them. Hey, guys, I'm going to need y'all to just listen to me. If you need to take a break, you can take it. But I can't talk when y'all talking. Got it? Okay? This is church. But you can get favor with people by lying to them. How many ever been lied to somebody and somebody fooled your tail? They done fooled you. They pulled the wool over you. You can do that. Don't you want to be real? Don't you want to have when somebody, you can just see they, you know, they care about you because of you, man. Favor. I want favor like that in my life. So we're going to just examine it and take it another step here and let's look at it. Thanks, Raj, for the work that you do. If I'm going to have favor, it's going to take some what? What did the Bible say? Jesus grew in wisdom and in what? Stature with God and people. So it's going to take us some wisdom. It's going to take us some strength. It's not just about coming to church and dropping off the money. It's not just coming, you know, just claiming something and so you got it now. No, it's going to take work. It's going to take some wisdom. It's going to take some strength. It's going to take some growing if I'm going to have the favor that God wants me to have in my life. So, with all that being said, let's go look at it from this angle today. Turning our what? Into a what? Turning our mess into a message. That's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about turning your mess into a message. Turning your mess into a message. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Who doesn't drive by an old house? I mean, that house was shot. That house looked like crap. It was filthy. Yard was disaster. Roofs falling off of the thing. Windows are busted out. And somebody buys it. Somebody buys it. And you know, you drive by and go, man, those people are crazy. Look at those idiots. Ha! They don't know what they got in their hands. They got their hands full right there. All of a sudden, you got a pile of crap out by the road. And they cut some shrubs, bushes, and trees, and mess. And all of a sudden, I didn't even know there's a house in there. And you start to see some potential. Who doesn't love to see that? Yes or no? Who doesn't love to see that? I love that. And then all of a sudden, wow! Oh my gosh! It's the cutest little cottage you ever seen. Got that new metal shiny roof. Woo! Them new windows, those shutters. I didn't even know those shrubs could come back like they did. They're flowering, for crying out loud. Unbelievable. What? Yeah. Yeah, and you walk inside. He said, how about that beautiful old floor? They ain't invited you in the house yet. Just looking from the outside, man. But the point is, don't we love a story like that? Do we love comeback stories, yes or no? That's you, baby. That's you right there. That's you. That's you. That's you. You must feel pretty favored today, yes or no? You feel like you're one of God's favorite? Don't you? Look at you. Look at you, because you are. Yeah. And she will tell you her life was a mess. Is that true? So who doesn't want this, man? Who doesn't want this? But you got to get it the right way. You can't take that house, leave the thing overgrown, leave the same roof on it that's leaking, the mess. You know? And look, I got me a house. Now, I know it's better than maybe living in a box where you were. But you know, but that's still... That's just not the, listen, that house has so much more potential, you know, than just to leave it the way it is. So turning your mess into a message, it's going to come through a real faith and it's going to come through a real life. So let's just check it out. Here we go. I'm off and running now, Raj. Here we go, buddy. Come on. I got to get going. So let's look at it. What's a mess? I love the dictionary. So what's a mess? It's a disorder. God wants to change your life. He wants to help you. It's a disorder. It's a difficult situation. That's what a mess is to me. My life's a mess. How many ever said that? My life's a mess. It's a mess. What's a mess? It's to do badly. How many say, I made my life a mess? I did it. Is there any hope for me? I made my life a mess. Well, God wants to help you. He loves you. So just keep pushing me, buddy. The test of mess is learning and turning the mess into a message. Say that out loud with me. The test of mess is learning and turning the mess into a message. And that's what I want to talk about in this series about favor. It's turning the mess into a message. Let me ask you this. You think God's happy with us when we confess our sin, yes or no? You think He's happy with us when we turn away from that sin and we turn toward Him? Do you think He's happy when we put our faith in Jesus Christ? We put our faith and we go, you know, it's not me anymore. I can't earn it on my own, Lord. It's not me. It's in You, Jesus. And you think God's happy with us when we do that? You understand? You think He's happy with us when He sees some of the changes in our life, and instead of saying GD and F this and all that, you think God's maybe smiling and happy with us when He sees the growth in our life? Yes or no? How can that not be the case? We're so much like Him, aren't we? Aren't we? We like to see people change, don't we? That doesn't mean I'll love you if you change. No, but it sure would be a lot more fun It'd be nice. It'd be nice. You know what I mean? He's just like us. So who doesn't want to have our mess turn into a message, for crying out loud? That's what God wants for my life. He wants that for your life. And that's where we're headed right now. So that's what people are longing to see, by the way. People are longing to see that house that's overgrown with the trees and the roof and the windows broken and the mess. People are longing to see that out of real people. They're longing. See, because people out there don't have hope. People out there are struggling. And if they could meet somebody who's really had their life changed. Wow. Wow. I knew him. I knew her. They're changed. There's something about them. Just like you, sweetie. I can see it in you. I see it in a lot of you, but I'm seeing it in you. And it's coming out in gratitude. It's coming out in thanksgiving and praise. It's coming out in faithfulness. It's coming out in not going back to the bottle. It's coming out in... That's not what gets us to heaven. That's a byproduct of being saved and starting to want to follow the Lord. Was love, God's love. God's love and people's love in her life. Look at that. See there? Praise the Lord for her. I know I'm picking her out. Real faith, real life, and that's what people want out of us, okay? So let's go, Raj. We're going to go in the Bible study now. Just keep pushing me, buddy. You're just slow today. Here we go. Here we go. The book of James. We're going to look at the book of James with me over the next month. Y'all ready? I don't like the Bible. Well, you're in the wrong place, I guess, but it is the right place. I got to get to you. We got to get you, man. Here we go. James, the book of James, a servant of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the 12 tribes, which were what? What's that word? Which was what? That's a clue, a broad greeting. James was a servant. Who was James? Wait a second, back that up. James was a servant. Who was James? James was a half-brother of Jesus. James was a man who did not believe in Jesus. That's what we're told. That's what we have believed through studying the scriptures, that James was not a full believer in Jesus. He grew up in the house of Jesus and yet was slow to come to Christ, okay, to faith in Christ. But now he is. He's a solid believer in Jesus. He's a servant. That's a good word. Yes or no, amen. So we're going to see favor. We're going to look at it from this angle. James is a servant. But he tells us something. He's writing this book. But who is James? James is the pastor at the church at Jerusalem. Can you say that out loud? James is the pastor at the church of where? Okay, what would that be like? Well, that would be just unbearable. He's the pastor of the church where the torture and crucifixion and the butcher of Jesus took place. He's the pastor of the church where they are hunting down Christians like the Apostle Paul did. Remember? Before he was the Apostle Paul. And they're hunting them down. They're putting them in prison. They're killing them. James says, that's the church I want to pastor. Who would sign up for something like that? Okay, this is a persecuted church. It's almost today, a lot of the church teaches if you're struggling, you don't have the favor of God on your life. I totally deny that teaching. Some of the greatest people I know are people who are struggling. I'd rather be with somebody making it than somebody who's made it. I mean, I like it. I like it when people, I can watch them walk and watch them talk and I can watch them grow and I can see that. Okay? These people were struggling. These people were screwed up, man, right here. These people were being hunted down like dogs. James is a servant of God. He's writing and he's the pastor of these people that have been scattered, been butchered, been tortured, been killed, been persecuted. They lost their jobs. They lost their houses. How do you know this? Because the Bible tells us. They were having to receive people into their homes that had nothing. Now, some had, some didn't. And James is going to talk about that in this book. He doesn't appreciate it. Keep looking. Talking about favor today, turning my message to a message. Would you memorize this verse with me? Say it with me out loud. My brethren, count it all when you fall into divers temptations. Say that verse with me out loud. My brethren, count it all when you into divers temptations. We're going to talk about it one more time. My brethren, here he is. You're scattered. You're being persecuted. Been hunted down like dogs. This is the worst life anybody could ever have. Ever. And what does he say? Say it with me. My brethren, count it all when you fall into... Who wants to hear this guy? Here's a guy who knows what he's talking about. I'll choose him over some of these TV preachers any day. This guy knows what he's talking about. He ain't got two nickels to rub together. He wrote a book in the Bible. Did you? Pretty amazing guy. So what are you telling us, James? How can I turn my mess into a message? Well, the word joy means to what? And if you've been with me for a while, you know I love the book of James, so I've studied this with you. It means to leap. It means when you have trouble in your life, when you are struggling in your life, when life looks like a wreck, when I don't know how I can make it. It's hard, man! You know what James says? Jump toward Jesus. Say that with me. Jump how? I don't know it as a fact, but the grasshoppers usually jump forward. I don't know if they do it. I think most of them do, don't they? That's what we need to be, little grasshopper. Here we go. You did. Listen, trouble comes, trouble in my life, struggle in my life. I want the favor of God on me. I want the favor. I can do so many things when trouble's in my life. I can cuss. I can quit. I can fight. I can run. I can hurt myself. I can try to drown myself with drugs and booze, all that kind of stuff. Well, here's another choice. Here's another choice. Here's another choice. I could jump toward Jesus. Now, let me ask you which one you think he likes. I think he likes grasshopper. I think that's what that means. When trouble is in your life, when struggle happens, you want the favor of God? Jump toward Jesus. But wait a minute. You know who else likes that? The world that doesn't even know Jesus. The world. Oh, my gosh. Lost people. Lost people. They can be lost. That don't mean they're stupid people. They can't stand your whining no more than I can. And even though they don't know Jesus, when they see somebody that's pretty impressive. Did y'all hear me or not? You want to have favor with God and men? When you've fallen into trouble and hard times and things are terrible, you don't understand. Oh, now you're one of my favorites because you just told me I don't understand. What are we doing? If you only knew how bad I had it. I'm not saying we don't share with people, we don't talk to people about our problems, but guys, have you ever tried this? Jump toward Jesus. When I was about 30, 40 pounds less, I could jump about this high. Come on. Here we go. Why leap? Why leap? Why should I do this, Lord? Why should I do this? Leap because this mess is going to produce real results in my life. What I'm going through is going to produce something good in me. It's going to help me be better. It's going to help me be stronger. I'm going to be a better person because I'm going through this crap. Here's how I say it. You might not like the way I talk. I've had some hard situations. You've had some too, right? Some of you? I don't want to go through this crap and come out the same. That's what I say. I just don't want to go through this and come out the same. I want to be changed, Lord, but I want you to change me. Help me, Lord. Turn this mess into a message to me. Turn this mess into a message to others. Change me, Lord. Help me. become better and stronger. Let's go to verse 3. So leap, jump toward Jesus when you're hurting, struggling, screwed up. Knowing this, say it with me, the trying of your what? Works what? Works patience. So, faith. Why leap? Why should I jump towards Jesus? How do I get favor in my life? This has got to work for everybody. It can't be just to the guy that's got money. The scriptures are for everybody. Rich, poor, high, low, black, white, whatever color, whatever country. God loves the world. Amen. So it's got to work for everybody. So if you ain't got two nickels together, you can do this. You might say, I'm crippled, I can't do this. Then you do it like this. Take that chair. I don't care what it is. I'm going to get closer to Jesus during my mass. I ain't going to go the other way. And He's going to be happy with me. Because I'm jumping toward Him. That's what the word joy means. It means to leap. So faith. So what's this mass going to help do in my life? Say it with me. It's going to allow me to exercise my what? Do you see God? Bible says this, Hebrews 11:6. Without what? It's impossible to please who? See? But no, you show your faith when you bring all your money and take it to the church house. No. He wants you to be wise with your finances. He wants you to be a wise steward. He wants you to support God's ministry. He also wants you to take care of your family. He's also fine with you being a good investor. And doing diligently with your funds. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay? All right? But we're talking about favor today. This is how you get it from the book of James. I'm going to leap and I'm going to jump towards Jesus because it's going to help me exercise my faith. Keep looking. But let, verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work that you may be perfect. The word means mature, entire, wanting nothing. How can I have the favor of God? Well, I'm going to jump towards Jesus. This is going to cause me to, my struggles, my trouble, I'm showing it as I'm jumping towards Him that my faith is in Him. It's going to allow me to exercise my faith. I'm going to have, my faith is going to get stronger because of my trouble. And God's going to be happy because I'm doing what pleases Him. Got it? Yes or no? Amen. And also, there's people out there. There's people out there that's seeing your life too. They're seeing your faith even if they're not Christians. You're starting to get a light, a little shine on you. Y'all hear me? Let patience have a perfect work. So why leap? Why should I leap? Why should I leap? Help me. Help me. It's going to bring about what? It's going to bring about patience. What's that word patience mean? Endurance. Endurance. Did you know people like it when they... Who do we watch? What's your favorite sport? To watch people that are obesely overweight running. They're not at the Olympics, okay? I'm just saying, not trying to put heavy people down because I am one. I'm just trying to say, we really like to turn on the TV and watch people that have worked out. And when they play a football game, we like them to be in shape. When they're running into marathons, they're doing their running. You understand? It's a competition. Y'all hear me or not? Say. Now, not all of us can do that. I get that. But you know what we all can do? We can have patience. That word means endurance. We can get stronger. People like watching stronger people. I want favor with God, and I want favor with people. Hope I'm not losing you. Think I am. So, this is what my problems, this is how I can turn a mess into a message. So, I'm leaping towards Jesus. I'm putting my faith in Him. I'm enduring. I'm getting stronger. Keep going. Keep going. Push, push. Perfect. I got it. But just keep going. I don't even give a hoot. Keep going. So why leap? Why leap? It'll mature you as a Christian. It'll mature you as a Christian. That's why you leap. You get stronger. That's what that word perfect means. I'm going to get stronger. And as I get stronger, God's smiling on me. Got it or not? Say. He's smiling. Look. And people are too. I didn't think you could make it. I didn't think you were going to make it, man. I'm making it. How are you making it? Well, I'm doing this. And I'm believing. But you'll be able to have a testimony you never had before. This is how we get favor with people. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, and he upbraids not, and it shall be given him. How can my mess turn into a message? Well, it's going to help me with my faith. It's going to give me endurance. It's going to mature me. But it's also going to give me wisdom. I'm going to get wisdom. That's why I leap. Just keep pushing me, buddy. It's going to cause me to seek what? When we are in trouble, how many of you are just like me? Your prayers are more fervent and more intense when you're in trouble. I know a lot of y'all pray better when you're not in trouble. I don't know who you people are, and I don't relate to you. I mean, there are Christians out there that they would tell somebody that who's in trouble. Well, I pray when I'm in trouble. You should pray when you're not in trouble like I do. I agree with that. But I just think there's something about it when Satan's on your tail and he's knocking you out and it's a fight and you're praying and you're seeking God's help. I can't help but think he is smiling on you and proud of you. You hear me? Yes or no? I love that. I love that. Let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. For he that waves is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. So how do I get favor? I can't keep remembering all these things. But I'm going to jump towards Jesus. It's going to help me have faith, exercise my faith. Then I'm going to have more endurance. I'm going to get mature. I'm going to seek wisdom from the Lord. He's going to help me. He's going to help me. Why leap? It's going to cause me to pray. My problems are going to cause me to pray. That's great. That's why James says, look, this is an opportunity. I know you're suffering, church. I know you're struggling. But listen, it's going to cause you to have a relationship with the Lord that you never had before. You're going to get on talking terms with Him like you never did before. Hear me? Yes or no? When people come to see me with terminal cancer, that's one of the things I usually tell them. I go, you're going to experience a closer relationship with the Lord than I have. Because you're going to go through things. And I may one day, I'm sure I'll hit it at some point in time, no matter what it might be. I don't know what it'll be. But I know pancreatic cancer, something like this. It's a death thing, and it's hard, and it's dark, and it's difficult. And that's one of the things I tell them. Your faith can be increased, and you're going to pray more fervently. You have a relationship with God like you've never had before. Let no man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he's exalted, but the rich in that he's made low. Because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withers the grass, the flower falls, the grace of the fashion of it perishes. So shall also the rich man in all of his ways. The bottom line is, it's going to cause us to pray. Guys, there's going to be trouble in life. We're going to lose. Things are going to be difficult. But good things can come out of that. Amen? Let's look at verse 12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. We've been talking about that. Testing, trials, trouble. For when he's tried, he shall receive the what? The what? Looks like you got to go through trouble to get some of this stuff that God has for you. Which the Lord has promised to them that what? Love him. Why do I leap? I'll be able to experience true what? Are you only happy? Is your happiness because you're healthy? I'm healthy, so I'm happy. What about the person that ain't healthy? They can't be happy? Well, I just wouldn't want to be them. Are you happy because you got money in the bank? What about a person who got no money in the bank? I'm not saying we shouldn't be thankful for our health, thankful for the funds that we have. But that's not true happiness, guys. You know that or not, say. That's not true happiness. Your money, your stuff is not true happiness. It's all smoke and mirrors. You might not even know what true happiness is. I'm not going to answer right now. We'll talk later. But you know what true happiness is. Are you feeling it? To be forgiven, to be clean, to still have struggles in your life, but to know the Lord's with you and He's helping you make it through life. That's a beautiful thing. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. Okay? Keep going, Raj. I appreciate you, buddy. We've got to push to the end. It also says to them that love Him, you'll receive a crown when you do this. I don't know about you, but it seems like God must favor those He gives a crown to. Yes or no? Amen. Okay? Whiners don't get crowns. Winners do. And this is a winning life right here. I'm going to jump towards Jesus. I'll put my faith in Jesus. I'm going to be stronger because of Him. I'm going to pray more because of Him. I'm going to get wisdom. I'm going to become mature. This is how you get a crown. Don't make the big mistake. Here's a big mistake you can make in mess. You can blame God in your mess. And you'll get none of the things that I've talked about today. None of those will be yours. Faith ain't yours. Wisdom ain't yours. Praying ain't yours because you've chosen another path to blame. Got it or not? It's a tough talk, ain't it? What was James supposed to do with people that were being butchered? What was he supposed to do with people that were losing their houses, losing everything because of their faith in Jesus? Sit around and all get drunk? When he commanded them to go into all the world and preach the gospel, but if I go and preach, I'm going to get killed. They preached anyway. This is so wonder who God favors. The blamer or this person today that we've been talking about. Y'all hear me or not? Say. Just something to think about. Let no man say when I'm tempted of God. God did this. For God can't be tempted with evil, neither tempts He any man. But every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and his tithe. And that's talking about more than just lust and stuff. Most of the mess we get into is our mess. Then when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. Sin, when it's finished, it brings forth death. Don't err, my beloved brethren. James talking tough. Keep looking. Turning our mess into a message. Real faith, real life. This is what will get you to the place. Listen, I'm done. This is what will get us to the place of God's favor. Look at that right there. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I don't give a hoot. This is what's going to get me the favor of God. Suffering, trials, hardship, persecution. I'm just maybe a weirdo. I don't know. But all the great things and the good things and the winning game and the this and the that. That's not what drew me close to the Lord. It was when I wanted to run. It was when I wanted to draw back on Him. But instead, it got so hard. Instead, I did this. And I found a friend that's just closer than a brother. When I thought I was all alone and lost, I realized, I'm right here. I never left you. It's there I realized no man can pluck me from my Father's hand. I realized if I lost everything, you can start again because you've got me, buddy. This is beautiful. You hear me? Talking about favor. Commit yourself to God from the very beginning of your problems. That's when you leap. Don't become a self-made martyr. If you only knew what I was going through. I would rather hear somebody tell me, let me tell you how I'm making it.